Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Christmas Eve 2015, and I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. Now tonight, we are going to take a look back at some of our best coverage from this year's annual Bilderberg Conference. Now we send out our reporter, our news director, Rob Dew, along with our ace cameraman, Josh Owens, and they met up with Paul Joseph Watson there in Austria, where this year's Bilderberg Conference was held. Now, of course, like every year, we saw a massive police presence, and this is out in the middle of nowhere, out in the Alps. It's a tiny little town. They went and discovered all sorts of creepy artwork and got stopped and blockaded by the police, and who, of course, went to their hotel room as well. So, you know, typical Bilderberg conference stuff. So stick around if you want to check out Rob Dew and Josh Owens being detained by the Austrian authorities.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Bilderberg 2015. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a special announcement for all InfoWars.com viewers and readers. Bilderberg 2015 is going to be one of the most important Bilderberg events that's ever been covered by the press. It is the Bilderberg Group that represents the global corporate fascist shadow government that is establishing a planetary regime right now. They're behind the EU in their own annals. They're behind the North American Union and now the Asian Union, known as the TPP. They don't want to be identified. They don't want press coverage. Until 10 years ago, the media wouldn't even admit they existed. But alternative media, the people's media, you, the viewers of this show and others, helped expose it. It's so exciting. And now there's a real debate about TPP. Now there is a real debate about these shadow groups and organizations. Now people are saying, what do you mean there's global treaties that are secret, that curtail the internet freedom and have global carbon taxes and erase national sovereignty and set laws for our Congress and parliaments? That's why they always denied corporate global government, because the minute it's exposed and the minute we begin to discuss it, it begins to implode. In fact, look at two articles that just came out in the BBC and Associated Press. There's hundreds of others where the UKIP party, that's basically a Ron Paul, Patriot, Alex Jones party in Europe and England with Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage, has forced the Tory party to say, we're going to move to get out of the EU if they don't let the UK make its own laws. England never got to vote. The UK never got to vote to be part of the euro. They just called it a trade deal, like the TPP, like NAFTA, like GATT. So these are very exciting developments. Bilderberg doesn't want to be covered. Normally, they only shut the hotel down a day before when they have it in different parts of the world. This time, it shut down a whole week before. And Rob Dew, Paul Watson, Josh Owens, they're all going to be there Sunday through the Sunday afterwards, coming up from the 8th, that Monday, right through Bilderberg, covering it live on the ground for us. The police and military and others are shaking people down, grabbing their IDs. They're already harassing hikers and skiers. This is already going on because the Bilderberg Group is scared. Royalty, world leaders, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the heads of Google, Microsoft, the Defense Department, prime ministers, they're all going to be there with Henry Kissinger and others. And they just hope we'd all go to sleep and not know what they were doing. We're going to be there exposing it and pointing out that this is exactly the very type of organization and group that is staying in the shadows so they can engineer things like the TPP. Are there other globalist organizations? Yes, but if they're all chaired and run by the very same 150 Bilderberg Group members and their guests. And so we're focusing in on what the dinosaur corporate media hopes you won't look at, hopes you won't investigate, because sunshine will destroy these political vampires. So join us at Infowars.com/show, where the radio show and TV show weekdays is free streaming. Also, we're going to have the nightly news free, not just for subscribers, all next week for 7 days straight. We'll also have reporting on Saturday. It starts the 8th, and it runs right through for 7 days. We'll see if they try to stop our reporters even getting into Austria. Now, that's happened before in England. It's happened in Canada. Reporters have been shot at in places like Lisbon, Portugal. I mean, this is a big deal. This is Spectre. This is Hydra. These are the bad guys that are behind the derivatives, the central banks, the wars, the funding of ISIS. These crooks do not want you watching. So get the free link at Infowars.com/show that we'll put below us here on this video and story, and send it out to friends and family. Post it on Facebook. Send it out on Twitter. Sign off on your emails with it and be part of the InfoWar, because you, the viewers, don't stand in front of us or beside us or behind us. You stand at the heart of the human awakening worldwide, whether you be black, white, old, young, from Germany, from China, from Mexico, from Canada, from the United States, from Austria, from South Africa, or from Libya. It doesn't matter. Humans want freedom. We want a level playing field, and we're exposing the global corporate robber baron kingpins. So hammer this info out, and hundreds of millions more worldwide will learn the truth about who really governs the planet. If we just look at the politicians and front men, they'll just replace them like deck chairs on the Titanic. We have to look at who is pulling the strings, who's orchestrating it, and who's controlling it. All right, well, that's it for this special emergency transmission. You are the modern Paul Revere's. Get this information out to everybody you know, and we are literally going to see the fall of Bilderberg, the fall of EU, the fall of this global tyranny, right as they try to launch it off the ground. Because this is the point where the tyranny emerges. When the world government is announced, after all the denial, they're trying to bring down freedom, shut down web freedom right now. Now is the time to expose them. They're at their weakest right as they spread their wings. I'm Alex Jones signing off. And never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
So what do you say about their influence? I mean, there's very powerful people there. Why does it have to be so secret?
Well, I mean, there is no secrecy. It's there is absolutely no secrecy.
I talked to the hotel guys.
It's just a private meeting.
If you want to know the evils lurking within the Bilderberg Group, look no further than the following quotes from Bilderberg insiders and those who've studied the secretive cabal. Bill Gates.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
Dr. Henry Kissinger at the 1992 Bilderberg meeting at Evian's, France. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order, referring to the 1991 LA riots. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, i.e. an extraterrestrial invasion, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. David Rockefeller wrote in his book, Memoirs, if the Council on Foreign Relations raises the hackles of the conspiracy theorists, the Bilderberg meetings must induce apocalyptic visions of omnipotent international bankers plotting with unscrupulous government officials to impose cunning schemes on an ignorant and unsuspecting world. At the 1991 Bilderberg meeting at Baden, Germany, a meeting also attended by Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries." And David Rockefeller from his book Memoirs again, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it."
Already we've seen leading members of Congress used to always attend the Speaker of the House. Representatives, ranking senators would attend. Now they don't dare because they get mail from their own constituents. Their own, voters in their own congressional district are in their home state for the senators, saying if you do business with these criminals anymore, we'll never vote for you again. We'll vote for anybody else. And they've been politically frightened out of the ballgame.
19th century politician and historian Lord Acton said, "The issue which has swept down the centuries and which will have to be fought sooner or later is the people versus the banks." The ruthless and cunning behavior of the attendees of the Bilderberg Conference can be summed up in the Machiavelli quote, "Men are so simple and so much inclined to obey immediate needs that a deceiver will never lack victims for his deceptions." We can see the ripples of secrecy in the Bilderberg Group and that of President Obama's TPP, and Adam Weishaupt, founder of the Illuminati's quote, "The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place in its own name, but always concealed by another name and another occupation." Baron Nathan Mayer Rothschild said, "I care not what puppet is placed on the throne of England to rule the empire. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the money supply." And if those quotes aren't creepy enough for you, David Spengler of the United Nations Directory of the Planetary Initiative said, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." And it's not as if we have not been warned time and time again. Congressman Lewis T. McFadden in 1932 said, "We have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board. This evil institution has impoverished the people of the United States and has practically bankrupted our government. It has done this through the corrupt practices of the moneyed vultures who control it." Woodrow Wilson, who signed the Federal Reserve into existence, said, "I am a most unhappy man. I've unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all our activities are in the hands of a few men." John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We'll see. This is the Austrian police substation. Hi. Hello, did I just talk to you on the phone? Okay, I called in. My name is Rob Dew. I'm a journalist out of Austin, Texas. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm broadcasting live from My Protection. We're on a live radio show right now. But I got a call from my hotel manager, and he said that the...
I don't know.
You don't know? What is this?
Come on.
What is this?
Well, we're all live.
Okay.
Just...
Yeah.
Come on. What is this?
four. What is this?
I just, okay. Yeah. So.
In which hotel do you stay?
I'm at the Rumpferhof Hotel.
Where is it?
It's up in Buchan. Yeah, so they came to our hotel twice. And today they came and we were there, or we weren't there. And so my hotel manager called me and wanted to know. Hi, how are you doing?
You're staying in Rockerton, right?
Yes.
Yeah, as my colleagues here told you yesterday, it's not allowed to phone the police or anything from the police stations. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, they did not tell us that. So is it...
Du warst als Menge für Filmen und Polizei erwartet, als sie verwunden und los ist. Und sie sollen in der Opernsturm mal von der Platte.
Aber jetzt brauchen sie nichts, oder? Was ist der Problem?
I don't know, you guys called me. I don't want to get...
We don't call you, okay?
He just said they called me. Did your guys call me today?
We called him?
No. Why?
I got a call from my hotel manager asking me, he said, when are you coming back? Some guys came here looking for you. And he said something about them being FBI.
Yeah, that's not the FBI, that's a regular police station.
Okay.
So, thank you. Goodbye.
So you have to wait for the next call?
I have to wait for the next call?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no one ever said you can't phone the police here. No, I was never told that. Is that a law that you can't phone the police?
We don't call you, okay?
Okay. But you did call me. They wanted to know where I was, and I said, we're down in Telfs, and I don't know when we're coming back up, because you have to go through a checkpoint line to get up there.
This is no discussion, okay? We don't call you?
So there's no one looking for us?
And you can go.
Okay.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. We are downtown in Telfs, Austria, here to ask the people what they think of the Bilderberg Group. Telfs is just at, it's basically at the mountain floor of a little winding road that goes up to the Interalpen Hotel, and that is where the 2015 Bilderberg meeting will be taking place. Of course, there is a massive police presence. There was a roadblock just outside of Telfs. They've now moved that up the mountain a little bit, but there are still thousands of cops, at least about 2,000, that are going to be here protecting the elites using taxpayer money to do it. But it's a private meeting, so we can't know what they're talking about, even though they're inviting media representatives there because their job is to keep everything quiet. What we're going to do here is find some people, hopefully who speak English, and ask them what they think of the Bilderberg Group. Hey, what's up, guys? Can I talk to y'all for a second? Any of y'all speak English?
A little bit.
A little bit? All right, you're the one I want to talk to. How long have you lived here in Austria?
Since 17 years.
Okay. Do you know what the Bilderberg Group is?
No, I don't know.
A what?
The Bilderberg Group.
No.
Well, actually, I think it's a secret. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Bilderberg Group. They're from
Bilderberg
Denmark. Yes.
In Hotel
Interalpen.
Yes.
Some people who make the work around. Huh?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good answer. Do you know about the Bilderberg Group?
Yeah.
Yes,
good. Yes, good.
You like it?
Not good, very nice.
Do you know where the Interalpen is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they're meeting.
Yes.
Do you know what they're going to be talking about?
Very.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think it's a good thing?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Do you know about the Bilderberg Group? No? All right, take care. You guys speak English?
No
English? All right. What do you think the Bilderberg Group is? What do you think it would be?
I think music.
Music group or something like that.
All right. It's a shame. I'm gonna give you a little lesson. I want you to tell your buddies about the Bilderberg Group, okay?
Okay.
It's a group of 150 of the most powerful people in Europe, the United States, and Canada, in politics and technology and royalty that get together for a secret meeting. Okay? They have this meeting in secret. They make us, with our tax dollars, pay for all the security, but they don't want any press in there to talk about what they talk about. They say because it's a private meeting. Okay? Now, how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Do you think rich people should get together to determine the fate of just regular people in the world in secret?
Yeah, they should.
You think they should be able to?
Yeah, they should.
Okay. That's the wrong answer.
I know. I think not so good. If cause it's secret, so...
Secret is good.
You think it's good that they meet in secret?
Yes, it's good.
Okay. We know that the motherfuckers are there. And yeah, I don't know. It's scandalous.
Okay, so I found an American living in Telfs, Austria. What is your name?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, and where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. And your name?
Vincent.
Vincent. Are you from America?
No, I'm from Austria.
Austria. All right. So, have either of you heard of the Bilderberg Group?
He has.
I did.
You have? What do you think it is?
I think it's total bullshit, when I can say that.
Yeah, it's the internet.
I think people deserve to know what's going on in our economy, because economy is important to build up our countries, our entire countries, how, like, it's America now, not Austria, but in Austria, mm-hmm. It's important that we know what our economy does so we can react to it, and we know what we have to do for our future.
See, the reason we have so many wars and people say there's an uneven balance is because elites, is what we like to refer to them as, get together in secret to determine our destiny. Okay? We can't have an open discourse of ideas unless we know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So if we know, hey, they want to plan a war in the Ukraine with Russia, yeah. We should know about that so we can say, hey, we don't think that's right, or maybe there's a different way we can work this out. So right now, up in the Interalpen Hotel, there's going to be 150 elites that get together starting on Thursday to have a secret meeting. All right? Now I'm going to ask you once again, do you think that's a good thing?
No, that's not a good thing. That's a really bad thing.
It's a terrible thing. Yeah. Have you guys gone through a roadblock yet?
Yes.
Yes, because
in Rosales.
Yeah, okay. We've been to the lake 3 times now, yep. Last week, and every time we had to go to the security,
right.
Which is.
Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Absolutely.
Have you been through a checkpoint yet?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think we need them.
But they're making you, everybody else, pay for it with their tax dollars for the security. 2,000 cops. Have you gone through a roadblock yet?
Friday at night, the whole street, all over cops. This is incredible.
Does it make you feel safe?
No.
Bilderberg Group. Say it with me.
Bilderberg Group.
Say it louder.
Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg Group. That's right.
Okay.
All right. You all look it up. Read about it and tell your friends about it.
Okay.
And say, why are we having a secret meeting here in Telfs that we can't even know about?
Okay.
Get on your Twitter, your Facebook, do it all up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't that crazy that they have this in this world?
Yeah, yes.
All right, I want you to say it with me. Down with the Bilderberg Group. There you go.
Bilderberg 2015. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Booking?
Yeah, for the place up here.
They told us to carry that with us.
Please drive on the right side.
Open the back side.
Sure.
I can't do it from in here.
Bitte?
Ein bisschen?
No, not really.
Not really?
Very small.
I think it's very impolite to film persons without asking them. I think it's okay. Impolite. In Austria, we say this is impolite, okay?
Right.
Normally we ask, is it okay for you if I film you?
Sure.
But well, it's a question of character, I think, okay?
You think so?
Yes, I think so.
Well, you know, I think it's a question of character that you guys have all this set up and there's not even an event going on right now.
There's not even what?
There's not even an event going on right now. The event is not for, for Thursday?
Yes, but we are the police.
Right.
It's our job and we get paid from taxes for controlling.
I know.
And not only if there's an event, we control the whole year.
Sure. I mean, don't you think people are concerned about that? Like, how much taxes are they spending on this?
Yes, I also spend taxes on this, but I can't decide it.
But this is supposedly a private meeting. You know, this isn't a meeting for, this isn't the G7. This is a lot different.
Yes.
I mean, they say it's a private meeting. They don't allow press.
Yeah, but it's a private meeting. Yeah, but there is danger on it. And we don't just save people that are officials, okay? Because if you have a party at your home and there comes a burglar, it's also your private home.
Sure.
And we save it.
Right.
And we also save this.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. And it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war. This system was set up in secret, and Bilderberg brags. Members of Bilderberg have bragged since they've been exposed that they created the European Union. The G7 is meeting as we speak in Europe. Then they will segue into the Bilderberg group meeting in Austria, in the mountains. Now, in past Bilderberg group events, they closed the hotel the day before. This time, they closed it over a week before. And my reporters, Rob Dube and Josh Owen, who we're about to talk to right now, encountered roadblocks driving in from the airport 40 miles away in Telfs at the base of the mountain range, 6 miles from the hotel. They search their vehicles. Pull it up in mainstream Austrian news. Guess who the security is this year for Bilderberg? Cobra Security. And guess what? They're based out of a castle nearby. So joining us from 2 miles from the Bilderberg group meeting is our reporters, Josh Owens, and of course, Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News director.
The Bilderberg group, it's some of the most influential people in Western culture, Europe, Canada, United States. They all get together and they all conspire in secret, and they say it's a private meeting, so they don't want you there, but they make you pay for all the police presence. There's 2,000 cops crawling over this mountain right now that the people of Switzerland or in Austria, I'm sorry, the people of Austria are going to be paying for out of their tax dollars when they don't have taxes for roads.
That's right, Rob. And so describe once you got to Austria, break down what happened to you today.
All right. So we pull into Telfs. We finally got here. It took a long time, long flight across the Atlantic Ocean. We pull into Telfs. Everything looks fine. We round the corner outside of Telfs. And boom, giant security checkpoint. They're diverting the traffic off to the right. They're stopping people. They have a canopy built over this area. I mean, it wasn't something that they just built. This wasn't just a couple of cones. No, it is a giant roadblock, and this is the future. This is the future if people don't wake up and start demanding answers and demanding accountability from people who are part of the Bilderberg operation. So we got pulled over, and they asked to see Josh's license. He shows them his Texas driver's license. He goes, Texas, eh?
Yep.
Texas?
Yeah.
Good call paper?
The rental agreement?
And then he wants to see our passports. And then we show him they don't like that we're going up that area, so we show him the booking papers and say, hey, we're staying at a hotel right up the hill. And they didn't like that. They wanted to see my passport because my name's attached to the booking. And then they go, well, get out. Let's see the car. So then at that point, I pulled the camera out and start filming. And then I guess he was a higher ranking official there. He had a different colored shirt on, different hat. He goes, no, don't do that. So he tapped me on the shoulder. So I put the camera down because I don't know how these guys act here, especially the police that are patrolling right now are a lot different than the local police here. The local police here kind of look like Boy Scouts. They have khakis, with green. These guys are wearing blue military
fatigue. They're federal police, yeah. And we're showing amazing footage of when they came to your hotel after. So go through all this. First, you go through a checkpoint. They pull you over. They're searching. Continue.
Right. So we got through that. We go up the hill. We pass two or three other cars. We see more of them on the trails just standing around, just setting up perimeters. Then we get to where our hotel is. As we pull in, nobody's there except another police van. There's another police van, and we see guys walking down the trail. They've been on a foot patrol. So we're trying to unload our stuff, figure out where we're going to put our stuff, find our room. We finally get into our room. We start unloading stuff. And during this time, Josh had talked to a couple guys. We were trying to call the owners to get the key. And you can see that footage. It's there in the video. They're surrounding him, questioning, what are you doing here? Who are you? Da-da-da-da-da. So,
and let's remember, miles then from even the property line of the big resort where the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting in 5 days or 4 days now. I mean, simply
right.
Incredible.
They're not going to be there till Thursday, Alex. Today is Monday. It's Monday morning. But they had the trails closed off last week. They've had these federal police out here for almost a week now. And it's ridiculous. This is taxpayer money.
Well, remember, supposedly this group didn't exist. Then when it did exist, there's no governmental decisions being made, but their own annals have been leaked. They are making decisions. This is just a continuation of the G7. We've got Jeb Bush in Europe right now, reportedly deciding whether he's going to run or not. Now, this is where Bill Clinton went in 1991 and came from nowhere. It's where Tony Blair went in 1994 before becoming prime minister. These are the major kingmakers. Usually you get most of your good intel before at the start. This time it all came basically at the end. And so I'm very excited about the job they've done. They'll be joining us. Then we're going to get into Cruz and Paul push for ban on indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. We'll also get into the California water crisis, an excellent report on that. We're going to look at the attack on the police department up in Dallas. Both our reporters went up there to investigate it. Joe Biggs will be joining us in studio. Hillary Clinton launches her campaign officially. King George III to launch his campaign tomorrow. That's Jeb Bush. But first, here is the amazing video and audio, because the Bilderbergs all leave by noon on Sunday. They always fall on exact things since the 50s. So our reporters went up to the hotel to try to find any paperwork on the trash can or to try to see what was going on, and they were thrown out. So here is the audio and video of that. This just happened like 4 hours ago. Here it is.
So we've just been asked to leave the hotel from one of the staff. Mr. Abe has asked us, due to, I guess, other reasons, they're still keeping the hotel closed for reporters or anyone like that. So we're being escorted back down to the basement where we picked up where we parked our car.
Just said it's under surveillance.
Yeah, so everything's still under surveillance. Well, probably there in this hotel. There's lights everywhere.
Right? And I ask you to cover me and the ground. As of now.
Okay.
Without discussion? Otherwise?
So I don't want to
Under discussion with any one of you. You have to leave
now.
The ground, the hotel, the whole area, you know? Understood?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
I think understand means something different.
Okay.
So, where are our cars parked?
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong direction.
Our car's parked.
You go out here. One. How many cars?
Two.
Okay, two guys go out and take the car, the other ones go out here. Okay, please.
Jason Statham is escorting him out.
Okay, you leave the property right now. If you come back, you have problems, okay?
Oh, we're not looking for problems.
You don't looking or are you looking?
No, we're not looking.
Okay, there you go.
But I'm saying
The police here let us in.
So you wait here until your car is here, and then you leave. Okay, we leave you alone. Tell everyone you see.
Yeah.
Private property.
Verboten, right?
Is that
the correct term?
Exactly.
Verboten.
Second.
Yeah, yeah, I learned a little German.
Forbidden.
You people are very nice.
All right, so that was the managing director asking us to leave. Never, don't come back. Tell your friends, don't come back. Obviously, they've turned other people away. And let me get a last shot of the hotel as we leave. There it is. Go ahead. You can take.
Give us some money, Lebowski.
Leaving never to return.
We want some money.
Very rude.
Don't worry. These men are cowards. So they're mixing some big Lebowski in with it. There's Rob Dutha, of course, making his jokes. One of those guys was a police detective. I wonder if we're ever invited there. That looks really beautiful. I want to go visit. Never been to Austria. Who knows? Maybe I will. All right, we're going to talk to our reporters from Austria. I'm sure that at the end of this five harrowing days, they're soused. We'll see what they're up to there from the Alpine Kingdom. The former Germanic stronghold of Austria. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
The Bilderberg Group will coalesce June 9th through the 14th in the Austrian mountains at the Interalpen Hotel. How many of these instigators of widespread tyranny will be discussing their million-dollar safe bunkers between meetings as they hide like moles while their hellish plans are unleashed on the gullible masses?
A safe room. Castle keep in medieval times. Fort concrete walls, buried phone line not connected to the house's main line. They're their own ventilation system and a bank of surveillance monitors that covers nearly every corner of the house.
What's to keep someone from prying open the door?
Steel. Very thick steel.
A decade ago, safe rooms would only have been of interest to A-list celebrities who wanted to protect against stalkers, but they are now becoming popular with elites who wish to guard against potential civil unrest, which could cause crime rates to skyrocket in the aftermath of an economic collapse. According to a New York Times report, the typically 8 feet by 12 feet bulletproof rooms are an increasingly sought-after means of the elite feeling protected. just as moats and armies protected them in centuries past. Wealthy individuals, including foreigners who are more familiar with such stringent security measures, are having safe rooms installed to protect their personal possessions, as well as their own physical safety, against potential domestic disorder that could arise out of sudden economic collapse.
This huge disparity is not because of some flaw in capitalism or because of the Reagan tax cuts or even the greed of Wall Street. The problem is central banks that are out of control, printing money like no one ever imagined, and have created a massive worldwide financial inflation. And when you have a financial inflation, the people that own the stocks and the bonds get the windfall.
After 9/11, he got requests for one or two safe rooms a year, but that number has recently jumped to more than 20 rooms annually.
Probably do about 25 this year, did about 21, 22 last year, but we're looking at possibly going up to maybe 30 the following year, so we just see an increase every year.
The notion that the elite are making preparations for mass civil disorder is no conspiracy theory. Fearing global unrest and the possibility of another major conflict, many members of the elite have been buying remote property and land in places like New Zealand.
A lot of very wealthy and powerful people are quite afraid right now. They see us on an unstable trajectory. They don't see our political institutions being what you might call representative, responsive, and pulling things together. Things are getting more and more dangerous, as, say, Ferguson, Missouri brings to bear.
Ironically, Johnson is president of the Institute of New Economic Thinking, an organization founded and bankrolled by billionaire George Soros, who himself is funding the very same movement aggravating the civil unrest, the Black Lives Matter movement.
These two men, Frederick Young and Philando Hunter, were sentenced on this day to life in prison without parole for robbing, torturing, murdering the two teens who had been in Detroit trying to buy drugs.
I'd like to say sorry to the families of Ayanna Jones, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, and I want to apologize to them for not being able to get justice for their loved ones who was murdered in cold blood. And in respect for the peaceful protest, I want to say hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter.
The risk of domestic disorder is also heightened by the fact that distrust in government and leadership in the United States and other Western countries continues to remain near historic lows. Corruption, social alienation, and lack of community, all of which were contributing factors to the 2011 London riots, are all creating a powder keg situation that could blow at any moment. The United States government's inability to fund social programs could also lead to the seizure of private pension funds.
The euro, the creation of the euro, was all about not creating a strong Europe, but it was, because he's not European, he's the Canadian-American. It was about making sure that nations, that each nation would no longer have control of its own fiscal fate, that they would be stuck competing against each other by reducing services and provided by the government. So in other words, you keep cheapening your workforce. And he was very blunt about it. He said, that's the purpose of it. It's not to make Europe stronger. It's to make the nations within Europe impotent. And that was his philosophy.
And that's the same thing with NAFTA and GATT. Ross Perot was right. The race to the bottom, and we got the SPP, North American Union documents, 3 years ago when Judicial Watch sued and got them. And they said they had all these corporate chiefs there at the governmental meeting telling the Secretary of State of Mexico, Canada, and the United States what to do. And they said, we're going to lower the U.S. and Canada to the level of Mexico, just as we've done with the euro, so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to compete, and now we're going to play nations off against each other all over the world, Asia, European Union, North American Union, to basically get all the tax money for bankers as bailouts and take people's pension funds. And now we see Bloomberg reporting that federal regulators are preparing to take at least half of people's pensions in the U.S.
As real wages drop, it will also become increasingly harder to pacify younger generations via consumer culture. Lifestyles built around the acquisition of products will become harder to maintain as the economic environment worsens. These factors, when combined with further police brutality and a growing sense of injustice, almost guarantee to cause more civil unrest over the next 2 years, fulfilling economist Martin Armstrong's prediction that a serious political uprising will erupt by 2016 in the United States. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Hildeberg, 2015. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Sorry, mister, could you please talk to me about what you did at the Bilderberg Group? What did you discuss? Which issues? Did you talk about the war, global issues, banking? Which country are you from? What's the rules there? Why are you not supposed to talk about it?
So there is no secret about this. And there is no secret about the
So why are you so silent about it then, if there's no secret about it?
There's no secrecy about this.
Then just one statement.
Normally, when you participate in these events, there is an official statement, and you should rely to the appeal. There is nothing secret. You just have to look at the official site of the Bilderbergs, and you will find everything. You will find the teams, you will find the participants, you will find everybody.
So what do you say about their influence? I mean, there's very powerful people there. Why does it have to be so secret?
Well, I mean, there is no secrecy. It's there's absolutely no secrecy.
I talked to the hotel guys.
It's just a private meeting.
I talked to the hotel concierge, to the guys who worked there. I told them, is there a meeting here? And they said to me, no, there's no meeting here.
I don't
So even they were told, like, they probably get fired if they say something about it, even though there was police all over the place and it was so obvious that they had this meeting. So what do you say about this? Why all this secrecy?
I told you there is no secrecy. I mean, I'm here taking a train and I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
no
sure. Secrecy. But the secrecy was up there. I mean, this was never this big secrecy. They had 2,100 cops. It was a total lockdown of the whole city. I mean, the whole mountain was reserved for you. So
I don't know. I don't know about this.
Because it looks like a lobbying organization, actually, because, I mean, you probably have like a company and you want your company tax-free, so you go to the politicians and say to them, oh, no, please don't, I want to send my money offshore. Isn't it like that? So is it like the biggest form of lobbyism that we can imagine? So your company can grow and you can cut out other companies like crony capitalism, isn't it what you're really doing there? Oh, you look guilty now. You look guilty,
yes,
sir.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Simply listening to what you were saying. Yeah, you simply have to open.
Yeah,
your
do this
browser.
Later. Yeah,
you
do this later,
to
of course.
Open the browser and look at the whatever information is available, and there is plenty of information. You will have all the information that you need.
Yeah.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA, so it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced, and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.